Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk. DGS, few minutes past 3 p.m. Tony's out today. No idea why. He was just off for a week. Gold-bricking son of a bitch. But Tim Convy, the opposite of Tony. You can always depend on Tim. Tim's here.
Hi, Tim.
Tim's not even supposed to be here, and he's here.
Hi, everybody.
Tony's supposed to be here, and who the hell knows where he is?
We, under no circumstances are we opposites. Tony Colombo and I, from a distance, kind of pretty similar.
Simpatico.
Same age.
Same guy.
Couple of, yeah.
Yeah.
Three kids.
Yeah. You could probably go, you could probably pull one of those
a boat
Brady Bunch things where you like go on dates and you know.
I parent his children for a few days.
Handsome Daddy's here. Speaking of Handsome Daddy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
Tell everyone about it.
I got engaged last weekend.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So exciting.
I proposed on Friday. She said yes after just a few hours. And yeah, I'm engaged.
How's it feel?
It feels weird saying it.
Yeah.
It feels weird for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the pandemic and the, you know, celebrations and dinners and things don't look exactly like you would expect them to. But it was great. We bought a house, and this was our last Friday was the first night in the new house. So that's no big deal or anything. And then we were going to have dinner with some friends. Those friends canceled on the way to the house. And we walked in and, you know, music and flowers and candles.
Oh, that's so nice.
She's from Chicago.
It's nice of her to do that for
you. Family. Yeah, I know. Her family came down from Chicago and surprised her. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's great.
Was she surprised?
She had no idea. Minutes before I was down on a knee, she was on the phone with a refrigerator repairman.
That's great.
And I'm super on edge because I know what's about to happen.
Sure.
So we're driving and I'm like, who are you talking to? She's like, I'm trying to get the refrigerator.
Get in a giant fight.
Yeah. I'm like singing along with the radio. I had all this nervous energy. So yeah, it's hilarious. She had absolutely no idea.
That's so
what's the Whirlpool man doing? I wonder if he has a good marriage.
Fred's a long commitment, that refrigerator. I don't know if we can do it.
Wonder how long those things last. Yeah. 10 years. 10 years would be good. So then once it was done and the dust settled, you're like, okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange because you go back to, you know, what was kind of our regular life, but now she's got a ring on her finger and you're all of a sudden it's my fiance.
Are you making plans or are you just going to chill for a while?
Kind of. I mean, we're sort of getting a few things on the calendar just in case. And there's talks of, you know, is it going to be this kind of traditional thing or should we just do something weird and different, especially not knowing what the world is going to look like? I don't know.
Do that. Are you getting pressure? Let's get real personal.
Let me tell you how to do the wedding.
Are you getting pressure from anyone? Like, here's what we want you to do.
No, I would not use the word pressure. People are.
They have opinions.
Openly sharing their opinions. And that's her family and mine. And it's hard because I haven't thought, the engagement was such a big deal to me and figuring all that out. So I haven't thought past that. And I also didn't realize, I mean, and it makes sense that, you know, just whatever, 48 hours later, it's questions and this and that. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to figure out what you want to do when all these other, you're getting all these options and opinions.
Yeah.
And then you factor in the pandemic and it's just everything, it changes everything you might want to do.
Does she have anything in her mind like, since I was a little girl, I've always thought this?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's, you know, she grew up in Chicago and there was a country club she used to spend her summers. And so I think that's sort of kind of the vision. But yeah. Again, what you don't want to do is plan all this stuff that you got to change. I feel so bad for these couples that have had to reschedule or instead do something virtually. And it's crazy to think we just got engaged. We're talking about stuff, you know, almost a year away, but this thing could still be at play.
It's not completely analogous, but it always makes me think when Nick's mom and I had Nick, I was 30, she was 26, so very young. And brought him home and parents everywhere and, you know, and here's a little outfit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, he's going to dress like a pirate. And then everyone left and it was just the three of us and he was laying on the changing table. And we looked at each other. And we were like, oh, my God. Like,
got a baby now.
We have a baby. Yeah. Like, yeah. Bring the people back. Yes. More Tostitos. Yes. Like, now we just have this little roast beef, you know?
And this, frankly, is so overwhelming. I can't imagine what that is like. You know, a child. Because we bought a house and then this. So it's just been all this stuff. And the kid thing, I can't imagine. But all that said, it's great. Like, especially
I'm happy for you.
The negative things that are going on. It is.
Living your life.
I'm super excited.
Got to keep living your life.
Got to.
I have an emotional thing going on right now. Tonight is my last night with Nick. Nick moves in with his girlfriend tomorrow.
Oh, man.
And I'm emotional about everything.
Sure.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. But I didn't expect Nick to be. And he really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
That's
really
kind of sweet.
It's very, very sweet. So
is it for him? What is it? Is it all about you and just that the dad time? Is it,
you know, things were different with me and Nick than me and Phoebe, because when Phoebe came along, the show was good and I was making money and had a nice house. I was a hobo with Nick. Mm-hmm. He and I were just like, you know, Laurel and Hardy or something. So he and I have always been super, super, super tight all the way through. And then he, of course, went to Mizzou. And other than that, he's lived with me every single day.
Yeah.
And especially the past 3 years or so, you know, we're like two musketeers.
Yeah.
And so now it's like we're no longer going to be doing that. And he's really moving into his adult life.
Right.
But it's really sweet because he last night, you know, I'm a non-traditional dad, I think. And last night he was like, so... any fatherly advice?
You know,
like he's really, sure. And I'm like, oh, I probably should be giving you a little bit of advice.
Right.
So,
but think about how great it's going to be still. I mean, think about how many relationships like that where they cannot wait to get out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think it speaks well to how great it's going to be, how great your relationship will continue to be that he feels that way.
Yeah, it was sweet. His girlfriend's name's Bree. She's great. I love her. And he said, I told Bree, he calls me Pops, once a week, I have a date with Pops.
Aww.
We're just going to get together and drink wine. And she's like, I know. That's cool.
That's great. Is he far or fairly close?
Kind of downtown.
Oh, okay.
So not too far from where we are now.
From where you are,
yeah.
Every day, yeah.
But no, it's one of those things with kids. Hopefully you have kids one day. And it's really true. Whether it's watching them in Little League or doing this, you kind of live vicariously and you know what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And you know,
all those stages are heavy and I react poorly to all of them. Like we've talked about it, but when we all moved from our old studio to this one, like that was tough for me. And I was only there for maybe 13 months.
So you're not a good transitioner.
Yeah. No, not at all. My siblings talk sometimes about someday my parents selling their house, the house we grew up in, and I cannot talk about it. They bring it up and I'm like, absolutely not. What's next? When I, you know, I'm still transitioning from the apartment to the house we just got, but that apartment, you know, it's an apartment. It's gotten the job done, but like, I'll be so sad to leave that. I get very invested in all of those, in all of those moves. So I get it completely. And I don't live with Dave Glover. I can only imagine how much tougher that could be.
Life's not over.
Yeah.
10 years from now, be like, and who would have thought?
Right, exactly. Studio in the basement. We do a show.
I thought I was really in love with this girl from Chicago.
Yeah.
Man, was I wrong. So we had Frank coming up?
He's coming up.
Yeah.
We're
so, yeah. Do you know the? I mean, do you know the particular news about the Cardinals?
I don't know the players.
Okay, I don't either.
But yeah, I know it's two. I believe pitchers, from what I understand.
Are they allowed to even say, or is that the
That's
whole
a
part
great
of
question.
The whole thing?
They can say if they want, but until they say, and I'm sure Frank knows a lot more than us, but until they say, I think we're not supposed to say or anything.
Okay,
but they can say it. So yeah, they're all every Cardinals just sitting in a hotel room right now, waiting to find out what's next.
And I was listening to Kilmeade. That's why I heard it today. I was on Kilmeade. And he said another major league. And I knew it was going to be the Cardinals.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Just knew it. And he's like, St. Louis Cardinals. All right. Do we have him? I can never tell.
That's him.
With his phone system. Frank, you there?
Yes, sir, Dave. How are you?
Hey, buddy. So obviously the big story we have you on early is about the Cardinals. Tell us what you can.
Oh, no. There he is. Oh.
He's playing coy.
All right then, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, are you with me?
Yep, yes. We're right here.
Sorry, I was. I'm bouncing back and forth on a Zoom call. John Mozeliak is just finishing up a Zoom call from his hotel room in Milwaukee, addressing the media on the topic. Yeah, no problem. I've had enough of them anyway. So what's going on right now is these players are in their rooms. And they have gone through two tests, one a saliva test and one a test administered by a Milwaukee hospital. And these players will not be allowed to leave the room until the results are in. They hope to get the results back in by tonight. It may be tomorrow morning. If no other players are positive, they're going to play a baseball game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in Miller Park. But you got to believe if there are more positive tests, then this whole series – this whole weekend series would be in peril. It's a bizarre situation. We've never gone through anything like this in covering baseball in my time. In fact, John Mozeliak just said we're hoping for positive results. Well, no, maybe I shouldn't use that word positive here. Mm. So it's just crazy. Everything is up in the air right now, and I think it's kind of stunned everybody.
So, Frank, I would have to think that when Major League Baseball put all this together, they had to think about this eventuality that, okay, if there are five people from the starting lineup sick, we can still play ball, but if it's nine, we can't. Are there any rules like that you know of?
Well, I don't know if there's a specific number, but like if the Marlins have 30 players on their roster and 16 have tested positive, I think that would be a way that you can't probably play baseball. But you're right, David. They put all these measures in place because of something like this, not 16, but maybe handling two, three, or maybe even four. I mean, that's why you have a roster of 30 the first 2 weeks. That's why you have a taxi squad. And that's why you have another group in a different city, like in Springfield, Missouri, ready to go. But, you know, there may come a point where some of these players just don't want any part of it and don't want to risk it. I don't think we're at that point now because John Mozeliak just mentioned that he had seen some of the players during the testing this morning, and they all seemed confident and in good spirits. But I'm sure it's a whole different situation with the Miami Marlins.
And Frank, I don't think there's any way of knowing this, but is there any prevailing opinion on whether players are getting sick on the field or off the field? Is there a big concern that it's being passed on the field?
I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question as we speak. John Mozeliak, like I said, we're pretty clear about telling our players, you know, don't go to indoor places, don't go to crowded places. We're not telling them they have to be cooped up in their room, but we've, you know, told them to use good judgment. The whole key phrase here is contact tracing, and that's what the Cardinals are going to try to do. They're going to find out, you know, specifically with the two players that tested positive, where they've been and how they contracted COVID-19.
And you don't have to tell us if you do know, but does anyone know who the players are?
Well, the Cardinals do, and it's out there that it's two pitchers, and you know they do not want to be identified as we speak. But you know, I've been told one of them is a prominent pitcher. So
okay, while we have you. Lots of news about kneeling, NBA's kneeling, NHL isn't, and people are mad or happy, and your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought, Dave, the most interesting statement made in the last 24 hours in the sports world happened last night on TNT with their broadcast of the Lakers and Clippers when people were kneeling down before the national anthem. And Charles Barkley had the guts to say, just because you're not kneeling, it doesn't make you a bad person. You can support the flag. You can have differing opinions. Because that's where we've come, you know, in the sports world now, that if you're not kneeling, well, there's something wrong. Let's ostracize him. Mm-hmm. But Barkley on national television had the guts to say that. Yep, good for him.
And it's still a little ways away, but what do we know about the NFL?
Boy, I don't know how it's going to work. I mean, that's the league with the most money at stake. I think they're definitely going to give it a shot. Dave, the news yesterday was the SEC. They're going to play this 10-game schedule. And let me tell you the reason they're going to do that is because they make $45 million each school from the SEC. So they are going to give it, you know, their best shot to try to make it happen. The Mizzou is down $16 million in their athletic budget for this year. So you have a chance to get a check from the SEC for $45 million if you play football. I think you're going to look long and hard in trying to make that happen.
Man,
I don't know enough about the NFL.
That feels icky to me because I know that the college players want to play, one, because they're getting a full ride, two, because they're gamers and they want to play the game, three, because they think they may be able to show off and go to the NFL. But these are still 18, 19-year-old kids who aren't being paid so that their school can make tens of millions. That's a rough one.
Yeah. I think these kids, though, they want to play football. It's all they've done. And they also want to try to make money at it. So to impress the NFL, you got to play. So it's a tough call, though. I can understand. If they want to opt out for health reasons, they think it's a risk. I understand completely.
All right, buddy. If you hear anything else during the show, shoot us a text or give us a call back. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. 330 DGS. Tony just didn't show up today.
He no-called, no-showed.
Dined and dashed.
I saw him ride by on one of those
scooters.
Lime scooters.
Yeah.
I thought that was him.
So if he says he's sick, he's lying.
Yeah, he had Chad on the back. They're just, yeah. Chad was eating ice cream sundae. They're just laughing. Tim Convey's here with us until 5 p.m. I'm going to talk just a little bit of politics, a couple of things sticking to my craw. I came in actually and berated Ryan Recker because when I was listening, and I love Ryan, and when I was listening to him, I had just finished watching the exchange between Jim Jordan and Fauci. Anyone see this at all? Any highlights? I didn't mean to. It was just on. And yesterday, I was really giving the Democrats crap for the way they treated Bill Barr. And I don't like Jim Jordan. And I didn't like how he was with Fauci, and he was just berating him, and his point was valid. His point was, why is it okay for thousands of people to be at a protest with no mask, but you can't go to church? That's a valid point, but that's not Fauci's decision. Fauci is a paid hitman. He knows one thing. He's not a politician. Mm-hmm. He knows one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys know, like if we were going to Ludo's going to do a reunion tour,
mm-hmm.
and you bring in a bunch of consultants, and one guy's a marketer.
Mm-hmm.
All he's going to talk about is marketing. He's not going to talk about lighting. He's not going to talk about what you play. He's going to talk about marketing. And eventually people are going to go like, Lloyd, we get it. Like, mm-hmm. we have other things. That's Fauci. Mm-hmm. He only cares about the disease. And it was just driving me crazy because Fauci kept saying, there's no such thing as a good crowd. If you're in a crowd and you're shoulder to shoulder, it doesn't matter if you're talking or singing or praising or protesting, it's risky. Mm-hmm. And then Jordan just kept badgering him. It's like, dude, stop. Mm-hmm. We get it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this drove me crazy.
And every one of those inquiries, let's face it, Jim Jordan knows, wouldn't even need the analogy you just gave. He knows that Fauci's a hitman, just like you said. Every time anybody opens their mouths in one of those things, it's just for the soundbite. It's to say what they want to say. It's not to get to the bottom of anything anytime.
Because they're
ever.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
We all know the bottom.
Yeah.
And the other thing driving me crazy is the president tweeted live and talked once again about the whole testing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone help me with this. This seems so simple to me that, of course, if you do more testing, you're going to find more cases. If we did no testing, we'd have no cases. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't know about them. We just know that grandpa died.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems so foolish to me that that's like saying, if I don't go to the dentist, I won't have any cavities.
Right.
No, you will. You just don't know about it, or you won't get them fixed.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to survey, if I'm going to build on a property and I don't survey it, I don't know the topography, and we could have problems with settling.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you want the information. Now, I get what Trump is saying, and there's some validity to it. Oh, we look bad worldwide because we have so many cases, but that's because we test so many people. But that's not a bad thing.
Right.
We should be testing everyone. And if we tested literally everyone today and our cases doubled, they didn't double. We just found out that there are more cases.
Right.
It makes my brain hurt because this seems so friggin' obvious to me.
But what's the solution? Because you've got both sides using the same numbers to come up with different conclusions.
Exactly. Exactly. But to me, you say, let's not care about who gets reelected.
Yeah.
Let's not care about whether this makes Trump look good or bad. Let's care about the fact that we have a pandemic, which may not even have a vaccine. I was reading an article today that was by doctors, not the ones who are concerned that your daughters are sleeping with demons, but real doctors. And they were saying, look, this is similar to the common cold. We don't have a vaccine for the common cold. This is more similar to that than the flu.
Oh.
And so this could be around for a while. Now, look, I hope they have a vaccine tomorrow. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. It's ruining lives. But this could be here for a long time.
Right.
I can't
allow myself to accept that. I need to think that there's going to be an ending to, mm-hmm.
we
to
all do.
Get through of it.
And we all do.
Plenty of people have it much worse, but just the day to day, I've got to just think, by Christmas, that's what I got to tell myself.
I just wanted to be at that hearing and I wanted to put tape over everyone's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say, look, you friggin' idiots. Any time you're around another human,
mm-hmm.
you're at risk. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Now, there are things we have to do. We have to work. People want to protest. People want to go to rallies. People want to go to church. They want to go to concerts. And that is the ultimate decision. How much do you want to do it? How much risk are you willing to take? How much risk are we willing to allow people to take? But my God, there's nothing more simple to me than the concept of 10 people are more dangerous than 9.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 people without masks are more dangerous than 10 people with them. And, right?
Yep.
Am I missing something?
Well, let me ask you, how different does this whole situation look in terms of the response to it federally if we're not, you know, months away from an election? If we're 100 days into whether it's Biden or Trump or whatever, if this all just hits 100 days into new president's term?
Substantially.
Because it becomes more, from all parties involved, it becomes more about fixing it and moving on and less
about. I would think so. I could be wrong. I'm usually naive about these things.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but it feels like there would be less immediate pressure.
Yeah.
So. Rach, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to the Jim Jordan thing, too, and I listened to Ryan Recker's summary
Ryan
of it.
Recker.
No, I got what he was saying. I did. And he was saying, hey, Fauci's turning it into a political issue by not coming out and saying people shouldn't be protesting, which that's his opinion. The difference that I see, and of course the virus is being spread at protests. I would never try to be like, well,
friggin'
no.
Duh.
Everyone has a mask and nobody has COVID.
Right.
Like, of course it's being spread.
They're
being
out there
spread
for George
everywhere.
Floyd. It won't
right.
Spread.
It doesn't know that it's a noble cause and
no.
then decides not to infect you. But the difference there is that's people are assembling out in the open, and there's no president of the protest who's going to be like, guys, time to go home now. These are a bunch of individuals deciding to gather outdoors and make this decision individually. But when you look at a church or a bar, that's a physical place where you can control the amount of people that show up. You can turn people away at the door. So I think that's why a lot of times you see guys like Fauci make these decisions or, you know, give their opinion on things that can be controlled as opposed to an American's right to assemble. Whether or not you think they should be doing it in a pandemic, it's so much easier to control a business than it is an idea or, you know, one
yeah.
of the amendments.
On the other side of things, one of the Democrat congresswomen read studies, just the headlines, saying that there's no proof whatsoever that the protests and the riots following George Floyd spread COVID at all. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
Yeah, what do you mean there's no
spring
proof?
Break spreads it. Protests spread it. Backyard barbecue spread it.
Yeah.
COVID has no idea. COVID doesn't know we exist.
Right. And if it didn't, then let's open up the Riverport Amphitheater.
Yeah. What's
so
the
I can
magic?
Go to concerts.
What's
and all
the magic?
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Why are we doing any of this if that doesn't spread it? It does.
Right.
And people are taking risks. And like you said, it's individual everything. But yeah, that's fairly absurd.
And we have to live. We have to keep the economy going. I'm not a religious person, but I absolutely defend people's rights to be religious and to worship and to gather. It is important. But like Rach said, there's a difference between, hey, there's 500 people at the First Baptist Church. And in this county, we have rules about how many people can be there. And hey, 500 people just showed up at the streets of St. Charles with signs. Are we going to arrest them or not? It's two different things.
I agree.
But yeah, anyway.
That being said, I think people should be allowed to go to church. I mean, it's been this long. If they want to take the risk, they should be allowed to do that. Because
I agree.
You can go to other places where people are.
I agree.
I think it's one of those one of those arbitrary decisions. Like, yeah, you can go to Walmart and you can do this and that and you can go to the swimming pool, but you can't worship. That's stupid. And whenever people did start flooding the streets to protest, I think we all looked at it and went like, well, cat's out of the bag. We had all pretty much distanced a decent amount. And now we're seeing on television, these images are powerful of hundreds of people gathered in one place. Your brain is like, okay, so then is it okay for me to do something that I want to do?
Yeah.
And I see why people who are extremely devout want to get back into their place of worship.
But should those places of worship have to have the same restrictions that any of these other places that are open?
So, like, yeah, as far as making sure people are distanced.
Yeah, comedy clubs are opening up now, you know, but they have, you know, you can only put 50 people in the mm-hmm. funny bone. Should churches also have to, I would think that the same gathering places that, you know, they should have to follow the same restrictions as whether it's people going out to have a good time or anything else. It's whatever the restrictions that the experts say, that should apply mm-hmm. to
yeah,
everything.
I agree with that. And, you know, one big concern people seem to say when it comes to churches is singing, like the congregation singing. Isn't that easily solved by just having specials in the church? Like one or two people go up front, distance from other people, and provide the music for worship as opposed to the entire congregation doesn't need to sing together if you're really that concerned about it, or sing from behind your mask. It's going to sound worse, but mm-hmm. if it's very important to you to be able to do that. I mean, these are all the reasons they give. As long as they're following distance guidelines, I think it's really silly to just, once again, arbitrarily
yeah.
ban
I agree. Again, not being a religious person, but if I'm allowed to go to a restaurant and set within, let's face it, 10 feet of another party, I should be able to go to church, yep. or you should be able to go to church and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. At that point, it seems like, okay, why are we picking these people out as opposed to people who just want to go have a steak?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, it's shy at 4 p.m. Happy Friday. So, not my show, not my thing, but I would love to be the one to shave Mark Cox's head. I wonder if I could, you know, donate an amount of money.
I'm sure you could.
Was that out of nowhere, or is that a thing that's
it's
happening?
It's a thing, yeah. He's trying to raise $5,000 for backstoppers.
Oh, cool. Because
he has, like, the most beautiful head of hair.
He really does.
And he loves it.
But here's what I want to make sure of. As a bald man, if he thinks he's getting, like, a burr haircut, No. It needs to be like
Dr. Evil.
I will shave it with my razor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shaved head.
That's fair.
I have anxiety about Mark Cox shaving his hair.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like I said the other day, it's like when your dad shaves his mustache and you're like, this is how I know you is with this thing. And I want him to do it. I want them to raise the money, but
it is a tremendous head of hair.
When he left, gives me anxiety to think of him shaving it off. I'm like, or don't. Just donate the money.
When he left television for radio, all of St. Louis suffered. That's a disservice head of hair is not. What you should be the one to do it.
Unless, I really should.
I mean, you get involved, I would imagine that would raise more money.
Yeah. If you need someone to shave your head effectively, it's me.
Yeah.
I've done it.
I've said that for years.
Yeah, thank you.
What if he grows a goatee?
That would be hilarious.
Gets a pair of Birkenstocks off.
If they can raise more money and you can find it, I will wear a Mark Cox wig.
That'd be great.
That would be beyond
awesome.
I'll
wear it for the first few weeks as his hair is growing out. We can just switch places.
Right? I will donate.
I love this so much now.
Yeah, me too.
What else I want to talk about?
Oh. Go to 971talk.com if you would like to donate to that, please.
I'm kind of doing a medical experiment right now.
Oh, dear.
You guys ever heard of bum cream?
No.
Okay. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive. It's from Brazil. And you put it on your butt to make your butt tight like a Brazilian woman. And I saw it, and I'm like, I'm not so concerned with my butt because, hello, I wonder how it'd work on my face. So for about a week, I've been putting it on my face.
Wow.
So if you see me out at QT and you think, that guy's got the face of a hot woman's butt.
You know, Dave,
something
they
Brazilian
make
about it.
Lots of creams just for your face.
Rach, I got them all.
Indeed they do.
I've got them all.
Really? As you started saying it, I figured it was something similar. It just sort of tightened your skin or filled in.
It burns.
Wrinkles.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, don't put that on your face.
Don't put
That's
that
my
on your
advice,
face, Dave.
Dave.
Look, you just don't want me to be cute.
I think there's a reason.
You're right. I'm trying to play defense here.
You want to keep the cute one on the show status.
Everybody knows that's Tony.
And if I can get this thing looking like a tight ass.
Like, I think I can. Are you everywhere? Just under eye? What are you doing with it?
Okay. This will drive the women in the audience nuts.
Okay.
When you buy expensive face creams, as I do, Rach, you'll help me translate this. You use like a drop.
Okay.
And it's
expensive.
And that covers
expensive.
Your whole eye.
Yes.
Here's what I do. And just it's everywhere. It falls on my chest. I'm like, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
This is the part that really drives me crazy. He switches it up to he buys these new things and he's like, Rachel, I got this. It's blah, 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 blah. And then he uses it all up in 3 days. And then he goes out and gets a different cream. Like, you got to wait to see if you like the results. Maybe you find something that works for you. But instead.
I think I have. Bum, okay.
Bum, bum.
Yeah. And I've started putting Noxzema on my ass. Okay. So let's see how that does.
All right. So when it burned, that didn't cause alarm somewhere in your self?
It was a good burn.
Okay.
It's the kind of burn where you're like, I think it's working.
I don't know if there's supposed to be a good burn on your face.
Yeah.
Like,
ever. That's real close to my eyes, you thought to yourself.
Sue, do you know this story? Oh, this is horrible. I started using this stuff, and it was just for your eyes, and it was expensive, so I was being very careful. I just put it on my eyelids and under my eyes. This has been like 5-6 years ago. And it burned like the fires of hell. And like every day my eyes were redder. But I'm like, well, this must be the deal. Like it's like a facelift and
it's happening.
You
it's
know,
working.
It's
working.
Doing
its thing.
It's working. It's I'm like when all these scabs fall off, I'm gonna look like $1 million. I was using soap. It was liquid soap. I was putting liquid soap on my eyes every night before bed and not
leaving it on.
And leaving
wait
it on.
Minute, wait a minute. You knew it was that?
No.
Oh.
I was fooled.
In a container.
I was fooled. No, I'm pretty sure the container said soap. I just my eyes are bad.
All bubbles.
Yeah. But it went on for like 10 days and it was pretty bad.
How did it occur to you?
Yes.
How did
you? What happened?
I finally just, like, someone in my family is like, You look bad. There's something wrong. And then read it and said, this is soap, you freaking idiot.
Oh.
So the Bum Bum Cream website
Don't
actually
ruin
addresses
Don't ruin this.
Putting
Don't
it on your face.
Do. Go ahead.
To say it's good?
So frequently asked questions. Can I use Bum Bum on my face? We love that you really enjoy our Brazilian Bum Bum Cream. Please keep in mind that this product was specifically created as a body moisturizer. So that means we didn't test it for use on the face.
That's what I'm doing.
That's where Dave Glover comes
Facial
in.
Facial skin tends to be more sensitive to active ingredients. So products that don't irritate your skin normally could cause irritation when applied to your face. We think it's a good idea to patch to... Oh, dang it. If you have any...
Oh, there's good stuff. Go ahead.
We think it's a good idea to patch test prior to use.
You gotta
I
patch.
Did
That's
that.
Them test. They don't want to test it themselves, but hey, if you want to patch test it on your own face, go for it.
I did that. The whole patch was my whole Mr. Potato Head.
You got a patch test.
Yeah.
And also, it's worth saying, they talk about how much more sensitive your face skin is than your butt. Not the case with Glover.
Nope, not me.
No, it's pretty much the same.
I can barely take anything on my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, I'm still mystified by the soap. Did you, when you purchased this item, read it? Like, what made you think, this is what I got to put on my eyes?
Great question.
It's been a long time, Sue.
Yeah, all right.
How big was the bottle?
Was it? It must have been small, right?
It was.
Because you thought, this is an expensive item. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
It was. I think it was probably like a trial size soap. And for some reason, I just thought it was serum. I was new to serum.
Yeah, yeah.
And it smelled good.
It's really sticky.
And I thought it was positive, the fact that it was like flaking off. I'm like, this is what it's supposed
to
do.
That. I do that type of stuff too. Like
thank you.
Because sometimes you want results on these things. And if you just see that like there is some sort of chemical reaction taking place, you can fool yourself. I've been there. You can fool yourself into thinking it's
positive. I love Tim.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.